To be a sweet person takes choices. To be a bitter person takes choices. What you think about, what you think of life will make you either sweet or bitter. And I want us to know today that you can blame nobody but yourself for whether you're sweet or bitter. Bitterness is an attitude accrued. Bitterness is a suicide pact. God can't use bitter people. Bitterness is a shortcut to losing your calling. I'm surprised at how many people call them Christian and filled with the Holy Spirit, living for God, who resist everything God says. Let me say this, bitter people are closed. They're resistant. They form their opinions, they're pessimistic about everything else. Sweet people are open and they're supportive, they're optimistic. Wherever you have manifest unbelief, the seeds of bitterness have been planted. Bitterness produces lost souls with no purpose in life. You can't be sweet and not have a diligent spirit. With diligence and sweetness go together. Sweetness produces diligence. When you've got a sweet spirit about you, you're careful, you're caring, you're responsible, you take things to heart. That's diligence. Bitterness clouds your judgment, pollutes your speech, and corrupts your life. Bitterness will slow you down until it stops you, all the while reversing the will of God for your life. While bitterness is slowing you down, it's busy reversing the call of God on your life. And I'm here to say to you from God that He loves you. He wants to get you out of this bitterness.